Okay, I hope you enjoyed my show. I'm FR. Have a good night, everyone.
This is the city where danger lurks. Today, a new creature walks among us, causing fear, mayhem, and injury.
Stay back, children.
Mommy, I'm scared.
Look out for the dreaded digital deadwalkers. They're not looking out for you. With faces pressed against their little handheld devices, they put all good citizens in harm's way.
Hey, pal. Pardon you.
The digital deadwalkers are multiplying. Until their behavior patterns can be modified, the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons warns all innocent people to stay alert. Better yet, to step up and speak out.
Hey, dude, I'm walking here.
Sorry, I didn't see you.
A public service message from the American Academy.
Episode of A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Medford on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is technically the third episode of my show this semester, but it's the first one where I haven't been training anybody, so with respect to my trainees, this is going to be my first high-concept show. Not all of them will be like this. Sometimes if I'm particularly busy, I'll just play a bunch of random music and call it that. But this show has a particular theme, and it's going to feature songs about that theme, and it's going to feature me reading old stories, poems, books about that theme, and hopefully as many shows as possible this semester are going to be like that. And for tonight's theme, we're starting out gingerly, starting it very slow, sort of easing you into. The theme for tonight is death. Nice and light. Anyway, I'll let this wonderful ambient song conclude. It's called A Quick One Before the Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut by Have a Nice Life. And it's where I got the inspiration for the show name from. Enjoy. Next up is Grouper singing a song about death, and then me reading a couple poems over some lovely, solemn ambient music. curfew tolls the knell of parting day. The lowing herd winds slowly over the lea. The plowman homeward plods his weary way, and leaves the world to darkness and to me. Now fades the glimmering landscape on the sight, and all the air a solemn stillness holds, save where the beetle heals his droning flight, and drowsy tinklings lull the distant folds. Save that from yonder ivy-mantled tower, the moping owl does to the moon complain, of such as wandering near her secret bower, molest her ancient solitary reign. Beneath those rugged elms, that yew tree's shade, where heaves the turf in many a moldering heap, each in his narrow cell forever laid, the rude forefathers of the hamlet sleep. The breezy call of incense-breathing morn, the swallow twittering from the straw-built shed, the cock's shrill clarion, or the echoing horn, no more shall rouse them from their lowly bed. For them, no more shall the blazing hearth shall burn, or busy housewife ply her evening care. No children run to lisp their sire's return, or climb his knees the envied kiss to share. Oft did the harvest to their sickle yields, their furrow oft the stubborn glebe has broke. How jocund did they drive their team afield, how bowed the words beneath their sturdy stroke. Let not ambition mock their useful toil, their homely joys and destiny obscure, nor grandeur hear with a disdainful smile the short and simple annals of the poor, the boast of heraldry, the pomp of power, and all that beauty the wealth e'er gave, awaits like the inevitable hour. The paths of glory lead but to the grave, nor you, ye proud, impute to these the fault, if memory o'er their tomb no trophies raise, or through the long-drawn aisle and fretted vault, the pealing anthem swells the note of praise. Can storied urn or animated bust back to its mansion call the fleeting breath? Can honor's voice provoke the silent dust, or flattery soothe the dull cold ear of death? Perhaps in this neglected spot is laid some hearts once pregnant with celestial fire, hands that the rod of empire might have swayed, or waked to ecstasy the living lyre. But knowledge to their eyes her ample page, rich with the spoils of time, did never unroll. Chill penury repressed their noble rage, and froze the genial current of the soul. Full many a gem of purest ray serene, the dark unfathomed caves of the ocean bear. Full many a flower is born to blush unseen, and waste its sweetness in the desert air. Some village Hampton, that with dauntless breast, the little tyrant of his fields withstood. Some mute and glorious Milton here may rest. Some Cromwell, guiltless of his country's blood. The applause of listening sentence to commands, the threats of pain and ruin to despise, to scatter plenty over a smiling land, and read their history in a nation's eyes. Their lot forbade, nor circumscribed alone, their growing virtues, but their crimes confined, forbade to wade through slaughter to a throne, and shut the gates of mercy on mankind. The struggling pangs of conscious truth to hide, to quench the blushes of ingenuous shame, or heap the shrine of luxury and pride with incense kindled at the muse's flame. Far from the madding crowd's ignoble strife, their sober wishes never learned to stray. Along the cool, sequestered vale of life, they kept the noiseless tenor of their way. Yet even these bones from insult to protect, some frail memorial still erected nigh, with uncouth rhymes and shapeless sculpture decked, implores the passing tribute of a sigh. Their name, their years, spelt by the unlettered muse, their place of fame and elegy supply, and many a holy text around she strews that teach the rustic moralist to die. For who to dumb forgetfulness a prey, this pleasing anxious being ever resigned, left the warm precincts of the cheerful day, nor cast one longing, lingering look behind? On some fond breast the parting soul relies, some pious drops the closing eye requires. Even from the tomb the voice of nature cries, even in our ashes live their wonted fires. For thee, who mindful of the unhonored dead, dost in these lines their heartless tale relate, if chance, by lonely contemplation led, some kindred spirit shall inquire thy fate. Haply some hoary-headed swain may say, oft have we seen him at the peep of dawn, brushing with hasty steps the dews away, to meet the sun upon the upland lawn. There at foot yonder, nodding breach, that wreathes its old fantastic root so high, his listless strength at noontide would he stretch, and pour upon the brook that babbles by. Hard by yon wood, now smiling as in scorn, muttering his wayward fancies he would rove, not drooping woeful wan, like one forlorn, or crazed with care, or crossed in hopeless love. One morn I missed him on the customs hill, along the heath and near his favorite tree. Another came, yet not beside the rill, nor up the lawn, nor at the wood was he. The next with dirges due in sad array, so through the churchway path we saw him borne. Approach and read, for thou canst read the lay, graved on the stone beneath yon aged thorn. Ozymandias by Percy Shelley. I met a traveler from an antique land who said, two vast and trunkless legs of stone stand in the desert. Near them, on the sand, half-sunk a shattered visage lies, whose frown and wrinkled lip and sneer of cold command tell that its sculptor well those passions read, which yet survive, stamped on these lifeless things, the hand that mocked them, and the heart that fed. And on the pedestal, these words appear, my name is Ozymandias, King of Kings. Look upon my works, ye mighty, and despair. Nothing beside remains, round the decay of that colossal wreck. Boundless and bare, the lone and level sands stretch far away.
Hear a statue wonder why there
We interrupt this extended meditation about death to bring you a PSA. Why not cover your computer camera? If you have a computer with a webcam and you don't use it, why not cover the camera up with a piece of opaque tape In addition to government programs, there's plenty of other malware and viruses that can hijack the computer's camera to spy on you. So if you don't use it, consider covering it up. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. All right, since the last time I spoke, we played The Man Who Died in His Boat by Grouper, followed by New by Actress off his 2012 album, R.I.P., followed by, and which I read, Elegy in a Country Churchyard by Thomas Gray, too. Then we had Blood City by Saba Alizadeh off of 2019's album, Scattered Memories. Read the classic Ozymandias to that. And that last song was Marion Bad by Julie Holter off her 2012 album, Ecstasis. And I don't know, to me, that song represents a relatively positive vision of what happens after you die. Next up, we got a bit of a vibe change. This next one is by one of my favorite rappers currently, Chicago's own Lucky, and it's called Sunset. Hope you enjoy. Poison Tree by William Blake. I was angry with my friend. I told my wrath did end. I was angry with my foe. I told it not. My wrath did grow. And I watered it in fears, night and morning with my tears. And I sunned it with smiles and with soft, deceitful wiles. And it grew both day and night, till it bore an apple bright. And my foe beheld it shine, and he knew that it was mine. And into my garden stole, when the night had veiled the pole. And the morning, glad, I see my foe outstretched beneath the tree. All right. Kind of all over the place for the last three songs. We had Sunset by Lucky, followed by that sort of wavy ambient drone piece that was Honey by Oliver Coates. I read A Poison Tree by William Blake, absolute classic by the greatest poet of all time during that song. And then we had a unnamed Thai ensemble playing some Thai funeral music from Chiang Mai. And does not get more death-related than funeral music. But anyway, this next song is probably, arguably, my favorite of all time, and it's definitely my favorite of all time that talks about death. This is New Grass by Talk Talk, and it's what you hear when you're ascending to heaven. Enjoy. That was New Grass by Talk Talk. Amazing how they went from sounding like Duran Duran to that within the span of less than a decade. Anyway, I think that's what happens as you close your eyes and all your earthly senses fade away. That's what happens when you reach heaven. And I'm going to play one last song, but before that, I'll sign off. This is Sam, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Good night, everybody, and you won't need me where I'm going.
I was in the bar, so I